Representatives of some of those local tribes we just heard about will be gathering in Germany next week. Leaders of several Afghan factions will try to reach an interim agreement on how to run the country. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke with us earlier today. We asked him what he hopes will emerge from that meeting.
I think the best possible outcome would be for all of the groups in Afghanistan to be represented. And if they came into agreement that they should form a provisional or interim government that would last for some relatively short period of time, a matter of months, not longer than that, and that that interim government would immediately move to Kabul with the United Nations working with them, Mr. Brahimi, and set itself up in Kabul. And then once in Kabul, we can start bringing in humanitarian supplies, and they can then begin the work of putting in place a more complete government, and a government that reflects every single element of Afghan society, especially women.
You think women should be a part of the government, but women are not to be a part of the meeting in Berlin, as I understand it.
I don't know who will be in the meeting in Germany, and I'm not sure yet whether it'll be in Berlin or Bonn, but it's certainly going to be in Germany. I don't know who all the attendees are, but even if there are no women attendees at that meeting in Germany, I think we have made the point that in order for a government to get the blessings, frankly, of the international community, it really should represent all the people. And there are many talented, educated Afghan women, professional women, and others who can contribute to the rebuilding of Afghan society.
Sir, would such a transitional government have to be accompanied by some kind of peacekeeping force, from the United Nations or from someplace? The Northern Alliance does not appear to want that.
That is a question that's under consideration. At the moment, some of the concerns we had a week or 10 days ago about there being disorder in Kabul, where there might be atrocities and other terrible things happening, that has turned out not to be the case. So it remains to be seen whether or not you have to bring in additional forces, non-Afghan forces, beyond those that are already there now, the few Americans who are there.
How would you make that decision? I mean, what would signal the need for a force to be there?
I think we first and foremost listen to our commander on the ground and get his assessment. And if we had a judgment from him that said, yes, this looks like a prudent thing to do, then we would take it up with our coalition partners, nations that are willing to provide such troops.
The Turks, for example?
The UN. Turks have indicated an interest. The Brits, the French, and Jordanians are going into Mazar-e-Sharif. The Canadians have expressed an interest. There have been some 40 countries that have offered up military forces in one form or another. Not all of them are willing to send, say, infantry troops into Afghanistan, but they have been interested in sending transport aircraft or humanitarian units or hospital units. So there's been quite an outpouring from the international community of military offers.
Mr. Secretary, on the Middle East, your speech in Louisville has been welcomed by Arab leaders who are very sensitive to the language that you used. You talked about Palestine. You referred to Israeli settlement of the West Bank as occupation. Are they right to notice a deliberate change of tone here?
I think they, both sides, Israelis and Arabs and Palestinians, have responded favorably to the speech, I'm pleased to say. What we try to do in that speech is to lay down U.S. positions that have existed over time and lay them down in one comprehensive way and say to both parties, this is what you have to do to move this process along. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing new in that language, although people might not like to hear it come out of the mouth of the Secretary of State. I think the two parties have been slugging it out now for the last year in the course of the Intifada. Mr. Sharon came up with the idea of a senior-level committee led by him and Foreign Minister Peres. Chairman Arafat said he will respond in kind. And that gave us a basis for now engaging with a senior person representing the president and representing me, General Zinni, who will stay in the region with them and try to get this ceasefire moving. But at the end of the day, it is not Secretary of State Powell or President Bush or General Zinni who will bring the ceasefire about. It's if the two sides finally come to the realization that the only thing we see day after day are dead Israelis and dead Palestinians, and this is taking us nowhere. And we have got to break this track we are on. We have got to get off this path we are on. and move on to a new path.
Mr. Secretary, thank you very much for spending the time with us.
Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. The Secretary of State, Colin Powell.